Disrupting Patriarchal Legacies, Part 3. The Critical Mass Quest. Rupert Sheldrake, 1996, biochemist and doctor of biology, postulated in the 1980s a hypothesis about how living beings learn and acquire new behaviors. He found that when a behavior is repeated enough times, it forms a morphic field with a cumulative memory based on what happened in the past. Morphic fields are structures that span space, time, and shape physical forms and behaviors. Everything, living and non-living beings, is associated with a specific morphic field that makes a system function as such, that is, as an integrated whole, rather than as a jumble of parts. Unlike gravitational and electromagnetic fields that transmit energy, morphic fields transmit information, so that the knowledge acquired and aggregated by an individual becomes a collective asset that is shared by all individuals in that system. Morphic resonance, the name of Sheldrake's theory, demonstrates that a change in a species' behavior occurs when a critical mass is reached. Critical mass is the required number of individuals that need to adhere to a particular habit in order for the behavior of the entire species to change. Thus, he explains how new patterns of behavior can emerge, and with that, how the nature of species, including humans, can change. This means that the culture of a collective of people changes when enough people change their behavior. This process begins with the unimaginable being done by some and repeated by others until a critical number of people make the change, and this new behavior becomes the pattern of how we act and consequently of who we are. This is how human behavior change happens. We repeat behavior motivated by a principle or value enough times until suddenly we become what we do. That is why we need more and more people who are experts in their own trauma in order to prevent them from gaining collective proportions and resulting in the limitations and misfortunes we witness on a daily basis. Any legitimate form of activism must go hand in hand with the understanding that our personal pain and the Earth's pain are closely related and play a decisive role in the way things turn out. Without this recognition, our personal and professional initiatives, although well-intentioned, will continue to be fragmented, superficial, unsustainable, and at times, unethical. Within trauma are competencies that we need to recover in order to respond to present challenges. Through the elaboration of trauma, personal and collective intelligence and power cease to be at the service of self-preservation and are directed towards self-fulfillment. Taking care of our personal miseries is a condition for acting responsibly in the world. In doing so, we act out of authentic participation and committed service to the most beautiful world our hearts know is possible.